transcending anger to wisdom. Anger, in its most primal essence, is a profound emotional response ignited by unmet expectations. It is a byproduct of a negative, illusionary projection of the future, largely based on past experiences. An unresolved yearning can often spark the explosive fuse of anger. Intriguingly, anger often mirrors the behavior of a child, an immature mind, or even exhibits animalistic traits. This emotional expression, when not channeled appropriately, can reflect a regression in cognition. Just as a child might throw tantrums when deprived of an object of desire, our minds, at times, resort to anger when our expectations aren't fulfilled. The prospect of an individual growing more irritable or aggressive over time indicates an incongruity wherein the body matures while the mind seems to revert to a more juvenile state. This dissonance underscores the crucial role that our mental development plays in our response to situations. Adding another layer of complexity to our understanding of anger is the construct of ego. This psychological component often engenders fear of judgment or views from others, propelling us into a defensive stance. To safeguard our ego, we might resort to destructive behaviors, echoing the impulsive reactions of children denied their wants. At times, anger takes an animalistic turn. Consider the example of a predator in the wild. Driven by hunger, an animal might resort to violence and kill its prey. Such a reaction, based on primal instincts rather than conscious decision-making, also has parallels in human anger responses. However, the crucial differentiator here is the unconscious nature of anger. Contrary to some beliefs, anger isn't a byproduct of a rational mind, but rather an unconscious one. While some might argue that it's natural to get angry, it is important to distinguish that this natural response stems from our instinctive, rather than conscious, nature. Therefore, anger or violence is an unlikely manifestation of a truly conscious mind. When individuals attempt to rationalize their anger, it usually serves as a smokescreen to shield their egos and provide plausible excuses for their actions. By making their anger appear reasonable, they covertly fulfill their ego, mask their unwise decisions, and deceive themselves into feeling better. The stark difference between humans and animals is our ability to rationalize our wrongdoings, an act that animals, lacking our level of intellect or consciousness, are incapable of. However, the irony lies in the fact that we often expend our intellect and consciousness on ego-fulfilling pursuits and petty conflicts. Such endeavors, arguably, constitute a wastage of our cognitive resources. Anger, though challenging, can serve as an insightful tool for self-understanding. This emotion is not to be combated, but observed. By noticing the onset of anger and comprehending its root, we can glean profound insights. Anger often arises from a subconscious plane, born from unfulfilled desires and discontentment. During bouts of anger, it's crucial to consciously observe and comprehend the emotion. Rather than attempting to stifle or suppress it, we should immerse ourselves in its intensity and observe it. This very act of observation propels us naturally out of the situation. The awareness helps us discern the inherent futility and irrationality of our anger, a phenomenon deeply rooted in our minds. By refraining from escalating the anger or constraining it, its potency diminishes. Not only does it recede, but the act of observing instills a newfound wisdom in us. This wisdom, a byproduct of our conscious observation, embeds itself into our consciousness. As a result, subsequent episodes of anger might manifest with less intensity, replaced by the wisdom accrued from past introspections. Thus, moments of heightened anger can serve as powerful tools for personal growth. Avoiding it through diversions, solace-seeking, or external motivators deprives us of a valuable opportunity for mental progression. Instead, we should allow ourselves to experience the anger, all while scrutinizing our emotional state. Engage with the anger, but remain observant as if viewing it from a third-person perspective. This technique's effectiveness is contingent on the presence of anger. In its absence, there would be no basis for the procedure of conscious development. The more profound the anger, the more potent it becomes as a tool for consciousness progression. The scenario resembles having a key without a lock. Without the lock, anger, the key, awareness, remains redundant. When anger is intense, it becomes conspicuous, making the lock discernible. Now that you have the key, awareness, you can unlock the lock. The ability to metamorphose anger into a vehicle for personal growth rests within us. By approaching it with an open mind and mindfulness, we can gradually unlock the door to a more conscious and evolved state of being. Anger serves as an indicator guiding us towards the unexplored facets of our psyche. Leveraging anger as a tool for personal growth is not only achievable but incredibly empowering.